It's certainly good to be here. It's been a great day. This morning we heard some great preaching this afternoon. Had some great singing and a lot of people witnessing for the Lord. So it's been a great day. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I realize that we're living in perilous times. I know that we're living in a time that I'm not really acquainted with. I guess I was born at the wrong time. But we're seeing a lot of things take place in the world today that I never thought I'd see. Let me say just a few words to you before I read from the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. But I want you to think about, we've got more home breakup than we've ever had in our lives. People are shacking up, living together. We're seeing more trouble than we've ever saw. And I feel that God is sending His chastising upon America today, because that we have failed in this generation to recognize God above everything else in the world. He has become like the spare tar. How many of you went to get the spare out of your car and found out it was flat? Because you hadn't checked the air in it in 2 or 3 years. And that's about the way that most people are about salvation. They think they have it, but they don't have it. I want to talk to you tonight about the church. I don't know, God laid this on my heart. But I want you to pray for me tonight as I stand here in your presence. I'd like to try to be a help to you, not a hindrance to you, but I'd like to be a help to you. But in the 13th verse of the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, we have a reading like this. If you'd like to stand with us while we read, starting with the 13th verse and reading several verses here. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon, Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Our Father, we humbly pray you would add your blessings to the reading of your word. We ask you, Lord, to bless this service as it continues here. Lead and guide our mind along with the mind of the people. But God, if there's one here that's not at peace with you tonight, we pray this might be the glorious time they would come boldly to the throne of grace, find help in a time of need. Help us, Lord, as we endeavor to speak to the people for a few minutes this evening. In the name of Jesus, that we humbly pray. Amen. I thank you for standing with us tonight. I'd like to think about Jesus building His church. And I know that we have a lot of things that's contrary to the building of the church that God has built today. There's many people, and I made mention today to somebody, I don't recall who, but I made mention that if the Lord should come today, there's many, many folks that think they are right with the Lord. That is not right. So when we stop and think about being right with the Lord, there's definitely a difference in being right and being wrong. Now we can be, and most of people are saying today, that everybody's going to heaven. And I thought about while you were singing a little while ago, we'll see Jesus. I believe everybody will see Him. You may not believe that, but I believe everybody will see Him. When He comes, I believe them that killed Him there at the cross, I believe they will see Him also. When He comes back, I'm saying this tonight, that we are living in a time when that a lot of people say, well, I think my husband, my wife, or my children, and all this has gone to heaven. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. Jesus come into the world of seeking to save that which was lost. Amen. And if we're lost tonight, you may have joined the church somewhere. You may have the preacher's coattail. You may have some of the things that Christians maybe enjoy in life. But I'm going to tell you tonight, if you don't have the second birth, you cannot get into the kingdom of God. Now, being born of the Spirit of God is what God has laid down to them that get into church, is born into the church. I say this, that we are not, none of us Jews, I don't suppose here, but we are living in a world that is the gift of God was given unto the Jewish people. And the Jew people there, as they related to the cause of God, and began, a lot of people think that the Israelites were the church, but they were not. The church didn't exist until the day of Pentecost. And then it began to come into view, and there was 3,000 souls saved over there on that day. And as we look at this, we find that today we make a decision that we're going to join the church. And we make a decision that we'll unite with the church, but do not know what the second birth is. I believe that you have to get an altar somewhere and stay there until you get an answer from God. I don't believe that you can just take the time when you get ready to go somewhere to some church and get in the altar. Maybe you don't stay there 2 minutes and you're off and run around saying, I'm a Christian again. That's not what Christianity is. We have to be born of the Spirit of God. When we become born of the Spirit of God, we become an Israelite. If you will allow the expression like that, we become as the Israelite. They were chosen. They were God's chosen people. And He will continue to recognize Israel. I don't care what happens in America today. He'll still recognize Israel. They are the apple of His eye. I thank God for the things that I know about God's Word. I will build my church. Jesus reveals His coming, death, and His resurrection. Peter's confession is that Christ promised to build His church. Verse 18. Do you believe that?
Sure.
It's a church that the devil has no power over.
Amen.
Huh? that we're seeing churches dying today. The preacher preached here this morning about he didn't want to see his church die. I don't either, but many of the churches are dying out there because they're looking at the natural things of life and they don't see the spiritual things. They are dwindling away today, and we're a sanctified soul people. Today it's just going on as if nothing was happening. It don't seem to bother us for people to die lost. It don't seem to bother people for somebody to die drunk or whatever the situation might be. It doesn't seem to bother people. But folks, I'm going to tell you, there's not but two places for you to go. And you have to be born to get into heaven. I'll tell you today, that's how God is building His church today, is born again people that believe He is, that Christ is the Son of God. If your faith is not hinged in Him, you're on a downward go, just the shores of the world. I want you to think about it. There's many times, for who is God? I'll just say the Lord, who is a rock of our God, of our salvation. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. And that was Psalm 62, I believe it is. But I want to tell you today, we are not recognizing Jesus in the church house. We're not recognizing Jesus in the home. We're not recognizing Jesus on the job. We're not recognizing Jesus out there in the world today. We're living as if there was no God. People in the churches have lost their fear of God. They're doing everything except serve God. They're doing everything in the world out there except serve God. We are in perilous times. This know also, in the last days, that perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And not many people really love the Lord. If we love the Lord today, I believe, bless God, that we would show it in our everyday life as we live.
Amen.
He's building His church out of people that love Him. Not people that just professes to be a Christian, but people that actually love Him. It's not the people that's making a profession of faith. How about everybody's making a profession of faith? I belong to such and such a church. I guess you got them here. I don't know, but I guess there's some here like that. But I want to tell you today, bless God, you got to be born of the Spirit of God. When you get born of the Spirit, it'll make you love one another.
Amen.
Amen. It'll make you love Him. He'll show in your everyday life. Not just on Sunday. Most of the time you go to church on Sunday, you can't talk to them on the other side of the building. Huh? I'm going to tell you, these are not going, the Bible says you have to love one another. As He loved us, is that not right? You can't get to heaven without loving people. I don't believe you make it. First Peter, second chapter, 7 and 8 said unto you, therefore which I believe He is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they are acquainted with. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. Most people don't care anything about Him because they're trying to change this word. You got so many Bibles now, so you don't know which one to go by.
Amen.
My friend, but you got the King James Version. That will still stand. It's settled in heaven. And it's all going to be in this book here. The people of God love the Word of God. I believe if you're born again, you have to love the Word of God. And most people don't love it anymore. living in a time when we're looking at everything else except the Word of God. Oh, think about it tonight. This is a stumbling block. I tell you, I'm going to say this today. As he said here, he said, blessed are they, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, he didn't get this out of college somewhere. He didn't get it out of college somewhere. I'm not against education. Don't you get me wrong. But I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. This come from the Father. He knew that. Peter was outspoken. He was talked a lot of times. When the Lord rebuked him for some of his conversation over there. But even after all this happened, even after this, we ought to know that Jesus was the Son of God. He saw enough happen. He saw him do the miracles. He saw him raise up the dead. He saw him do many things. He saw all of that. And yet, my friend, he rebelled against God. And Jesus rebuked him for it. But I'm going to say today, many people rebuke God, but when God shows them or calls them, calls their attention, and they have failed to repent of it, go on as if there's nothing happened. That's the way people are. We're living in perilous times, therefore we need to take heed to the Word of God. In other words, and you know, if we would just think about it, are you leading by the Word of God? I'm asking you simple, are you? I'm asking you, are you leading by the Word of God? Are you ashamed of it? Huh? If you're ashamed of Him, then you're ashamed. I'm going to be ashamed of you when you get to heaven. He will be. I'm telling you today that we are living in some times when people have lost all their fear of God. I want you to think about it. The church is our own solid. It's on a solid foundation. Jesus is a solid foundation. He's never wavered, never moved. He's still the God of the universe. He's still God in everybody's life. He's God in your life, whether you're Christian or not. He's going to call you to judgment one day. And you will be judged according to the words of Almighty God. Saved or lost, I'll declare that unto you. The church is made up of the believers. Oh, if we could just get people to believe this. It's made the church is a body of Christ. And it's the church to bring glory unto Christ. And that the church is to be the bride of Christ. And it's built of the living stone. 1 Peter 2:5. And if we could just stop and look. Now, service of this, the church, is to serve the Lord, secured by the Lord. I don't have any dread of tomorrow. I don't know what you've got. I can care less about you. I haven't been all stirred up about the weather and about things that's happening. We have had tornadoes and we've had so many different things happen. A tragedy after tragedy has happened in our generation in this last few years, last 4 or 5 years. Everything in the world has happened. There's more people died and weather things, and there's more people just dying. And my friends, young people dying today. You don't have to be old to die. These people dying. I'm young today. 2 in the paper this morning, 40 years old, died. I'm telling you that you don't have a promise of tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. You can't find that nowhere else. It's for us to serve Him every day that we live. God wants you to live for Him. And I believe with all of my heart that He's determined to bring every one of us to face the realities out there. He said now, and they charged, charged them to His disciples. He charged to His disciples. And that they should tell no man that He was Jesus the Christ. Hey, you know what? I've often wondered about that. And I've thought about it many times in the Bible. But it wasn't time for them to know it. He went to Calvary. Praise God. I went there and died for me and for you and for every other man, woman, boy, and girl. And my friends, the blood that flowed from His body was sufficient to cover every sin that was ever committed in this world. And until we get to the place we can believe God's Word, we're in big trouble. My friends, and this country is in big trouble. I believe the testing of God is upon America today. We're living off of the blessings of our forefathers today. My friends, and God bless you. Three or four generations are going to pass away. But I want to tell you, God judge this nation as sure as you're here tonight. God will judge you as sure as you're here tonight. God will judge this preacher as sure as you're here tonight. And He'll judge every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. I declare unto you that He is the Christ of Calvary. And without Him, you cannot get to heaven. I pray tonight that you'd see that. I want you to look. And then for that time forth, He began to show Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised again. I want you to think for just a minute. Be raised again the third day. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have found anything in God's Word that He promised that He hasn't done? Can you? Have you found anything that He's promised that He hasn't done? I believe He's fulfilled every promise up to this moment of time. And one day, He is coming back. We'll see Him as He is. You believe that? I don't know where it'll be like the picture you see of Him or not. I doubt that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. He will return to this whole world that we live in here, and we'll have to give up and say, Lord, I am here. And He'll judge us according to the deeds that are done in this body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. He'll judge every one of us according to it. Doesn't make any difference what your name is. It doesn't make any difference how much money you got. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a title you got to your name. It doesn't make any difference how wealthy or how poor you are. He will judge every one of us by the precious Word of God.
Yes, sir.
If we don't measure up to it, we're in big trouble.
You're right.
I'd like to know that I'm in the right place, wouldn't you? I want to build my house on Jesus. I want to build my hope on Jesus. I don't have any hope outside of Him. It's Jesus or His hell. You know, I tell Him that He's standing between you. If you're here and you got sin in your life, Jesus is standing between you and hell.
Amen.
And you have to go around Him to get to hell.
That's right.
You do. You have to go around there. I tell you something else you have to do. You have to go over all the prayers of the children of God while they're praying for you. You have to go over them to get to hell. Because I believe the prayers of the Christian people today, and I'm going to help the horse, but the prayers of the Christian people today is very few Christians in the world. I'm comparing it with a majority of the world out there. Very few Christians in the world. But I'll tell you, you'll have to go over their prayers to get into hell. I believe that God's people is still concerned about lost people. You can tell me all day that you just don't care about other people out there. And I tell you that you're not been born to the Spirit of God. Because when you get born to the Spirit of God, you'll love people as God loved them. And you won't have to make a lot of difference in it, but you'll have to show them that you do love them. I thank God for the old saints of God that when I was lost, they wasn't ashamed to come to me and say, Vernon, don't you think it's time you done something about it? Oh, God, help us today. The sweet people dying lost today and going to hell. We don't have to go to hell. God, Christians, you can go to heaven. It's up to you what you do. God bless you. Preacher, I turn it over to you. You can preach a while right now. Really. Bless your heart. God bless you.
Let's sing Amazing Grace tonight if you need to pray. If you're not right,